Open conversations. CEO Adrian Bell reflects on the conversations he has had with members since starting with the charity in April this year and provides updates on important projects. I'm really enjoying meeting with many of you on my travels and hearing from you on your thoughts about the charity. I have been fortunate enough to enjoy a part of the military week at Llandudno and the same at Brighton, and attend both military dinners, as well as attend a members' lunch in Cwmbwan. I have really enjoyed these visits and, as ever, learnt a lot from all involved and would like to thank you for your openness and honesty and for taking the time to speak with me. Thank you. I was also very fortunate to be invited to Ray Hazan's memorial service at Brighton recently, which was a truly wonderful affair. Although I never had the privilege of meeting Ray, our past president, it was obvious just how much he was loved and respected by all. It was a truly wonderful and moving service in which his sons gave the most warm, heartfelt and amusing eulogies, in which they made clear just how much the charity meant to Ray and his family. I have also heard from many about just how much Ray did for them. What a great man. In my visits and conversations, I also hear a lot from you about a number of broad-ranging issues, which include regional social gatherings, your relationship with staff and volunteers, accessibility, and wider societal issues. Many of these I cannot answer immediately, mainly because I lack prior knowledge of the issues, but do please bear with me as I'm looking at them and will report back in due course. The move to Rustington also comes up a lot, and we communicated last month that we will be taking a phased approach to that opening. Partly, I want to ensure that refurbishment works are complete, or as near complete as possible, before our permanent residents move in, and also to manage the recruitment, training and induction of all the new staff for the centre. I'm working with Head of Centre, Leslie Garvin, on what we will be able to offer this year, even though it will be extremely limited for visitors. However, I would reassure you all that we will have a full programme of events from Christmas onwards. We will update you shortly. Finally, one very important societal issue I must raise with you is that of the proposed closure of ticket offices at the UK's railway stations. We are a member of the Visual Impairment Charity Sector Partnership, alongside seven other UK sight loss charities. We have signed a joint letter from the partnership to the Secretary of State for Transport, expressing our concerns. This was sent on Monday 10th July and asked for 1. A meeting with the Minister, Hugh Merriman. 2. A pause on the consultation. 3. That when any consultation on the modernisation of the railway happens, it should be truly accessible. 4. A detailed update on the Rail Accessibility Action Plan as promised in 2019. Without sight of this and clarity on the plans, the closure of ticket offices would be premature. And 5. And that, given the involvement and sign-off of government in this process, we would expect that the Department for Transport would carry out equality impact assessments and that these should be published immediately. We further sought assurances that the government and the train operators will abide by the result of the consultation. I will keep you all updated on progress. I very much look forward to meeting more of you as I continue my travels around the country over the course of the summer.